Hello and welcome to the Saltcast. My name's Ryan Johnson, and welcome, guys, to back to the podcast. Great to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I think we've got a pretty good discussion lined up today, and I'm grateful to have Paul, Jason, and Danny on with me today to really have a great discussion on this topic, because I know you guys have, you know, loads of knowledge when it comes to amnesty programs. Paul sent over yesterday pointing out that Connecticut has just released an amnesty program that's good for the next 90 days. And it was kind of funny because on the kind of the sheet, the letter that Paul sent over, you could go to, they have a website called getrightct.com. So they also have a countdown. You have 88 more days to get right with your taxes in Connecticut. So I was hoping you guys could, you know, talk on an amnesty programs, whether or not it's something that you should take advantage of, and kind of highlight, you know, what Connecticut is offering.
Well, I think Paul has a new tagline. The most costly mistake you can make when it comes to sales tax is to not get right. you would normally say the most costly mistake is to ignore it. But, that's a clever tagline they have, get right. I don't know much about the Connecticut Amnesty Program. I know Paul has some details on that. Whenever a state comes out with an amnesty program, I don't know, 20 years ago when a state came out with an amnesty program, everyone was clamoring to get involved in the amnesty program because essentially what they said is exactly what the word means. No responsibility, no liability, right? Just come get right and going forward, do what you're supposed to do, right? To the best of your ability. Because amnesty meant we're going to waive any tax responsibility you had, which means there's no penalty, there's no interest, right? So I always raise a little bit of an eyebrow anytime an amnesty program comes out because it doesn't always mean amnesty anymore. And but the term itself can draw a lot of attention. And so I'm just offering a cautionary statement here that when you read about an amnesty program, make sure that you understand all of the benefits and whether it would be advantageous for you to move forward in that situation. Because states also have other programs like voluntary disclosure programs, which when you compare a voluntary disclosure program to an amnesty program that's offered for a limited period of time, you might find that the voluntary disclosure program is more advantageous or could save you more dollars out of pocket than the amnesty program. It's very possible that the amnesty program could save you more dollars out of pocket. It's just unfortunate that they call it amnesty, but they typically still require back tax to be paid. So I would lean on Paul to maybe share some elements of this amnesty program at Connecticut and see if it would be more advantageous than just participating in their voluntary disclosure program.
Yeah, in this situation, it's a little bit different because the amnesty doesn't have a limited look back. And so as to your point, Par, it's not a good solution for everybody, or it's not the right solution for everybody. But naturally, when you hear the amnesty, you think, yeah, well, I'm going to get compliant. They're going to waive the tax, penalty, and interest. So I won't have any historical stuff to worry about. I'm going to come clean. But in this instance, you still owe the tax, and you will owe the tax. There's no look back limit to how far the state will look back. And so you take part in the amnesty, and you maybe do what's under statute. But in this instance, there's nothing that prevents the state from going back even further under an
audit
situation.
What do they waive?
In this instance,
I mean, what are the benefits in Connecticut?
Yeah, the benefits of the Connecticut amnesty is that they'll waive 75% of the interest. They'll waive all of the penalty.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh over you. Okay. Almost all the interest.
Almost all awesome. The interest. And it's a reduction in interest.
What's the typical interest rate? I mean, is it just like a market rate? Like prime plus whatever? I mean, what?
I don't
what
know the exact interest question. Rate in Connecticut.
No, yeah,
but
I'm just
in
asking generally, what do you think it is across the states?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, in general, it could be upwards of 25%.
Or more. Yeah, or more. You know, some states might charge more.
So it's
more
not a market rate. It's whatever the state decides.
It can be. But in this situation, whatever it is, it's only 75% of it.
Yeah, it's just a reduction in the interest.
Only 25% of it.
Yeah. Yeah. But they waive all the penalty. So, and what's also unique about this amnesty program is that it applies to anybody who's currently under audit, anybody who has collected tax that maybe underreported, or you have existing tax liabilities, you can come clean. Anybody who's taking part in an appeals or litigation, has litigation pending, can also take part in the amnesty. And so it's just a way for the taxpayers or for the unregistered taxpayers to get compliant in the state. But it's not the right solution for everybody. I don't think that everybody ought to just jump right into it without, again, reviewing the facts and situations or circumstances of your business, because you may be more beneficial entering into a voluntary disclosure or pursuing other routes. And so
interesting. So there are some pretty significant benefits, right? So a voluntary disclosure program in Connecticut says we're going to limit how far back we look to 3 years plus the current year.
Correct.
So essentially up to 4 years at the most. They're going to waive penalty, but they don't waive any interest, not even a portion of the interest. But in a in the amnesty program, there is no limit to how far back they look. But they do waive some of the interest and still waive the penalty. So it's interesting because if you have tax collected, not remitted, let's say going back further than 3 or 4 years, then the amnesty might be for you. If you're under litigation, then the amnesty might be for you. Maybe you've only been doing business or you only have a tax responsibility or exposure going back 1, 2, or 3 years, then the amnesty might be for you because you can save some interest. Because in a voluntary disclosure program, even though they limit it to 3 years plus the current year, you're still paying the tax with a waiver of penalty, but no waiver of interest. So if you've been doing business and you have a tax responsibility or exposure that's longer than 3 years or longer than 4 years, let's say it could be upwards of 10 years, then the amnesty program may not be for you. You might want to enter into a voluntary disclosure program, enter into what we call a VDA, a voluntary disclosure agreement with the state, because it's going to limit how far back they look. So I guess the cautionary tale here is when an amnesty program comes out, you definitely need to compare it to all remedies available to you to get compliant or to get right, as Connecticut says.
Yeah, a couple interesting things to add here. As Paul was discussing the fact that, you know, companies that are even under audit right now can participate in the amnesty, you know, that's a key component that I'd say gives the amnesty an advantage over the VDA, right? Because you're talking about taxpayers and companies that would typically be disqualified from the voluntary disclosure program in the state. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you've been contacted, right, for audit, and certainly if you're a registered taxpayer, you know, I don't know Connecticut specifically, but, you know, that's basically a disqualifier in every state, right, for the most part. So that's one thing that's interesting with this amnesty, is that certainly there's companies that wouldn't even qualify for a VDA that, of course, could participate in the amnesty. So the other thing with, you know, your comment, Par, about, you know, just our approach every single time is to consider all the facts, consider all the remedies, using the word that you did specifically, and then have all that information out on the table, and at that point make an educated business decision. And the fact of the matter is, one of the remedies that many companies consider and then ultimately take is to do neither of what we're discussing here, neither the VDA nor the amnesty, and they would actually opt to take more of a roll the dice type approach and say, you know, I don't want to pay any tax. I didn't collect it. I don't want to pay any tax out of pocket. I can't collect it from my customers. So I'm going to consider just registering and, as we say, stop the bleeding and, register prospectively and begin collecting the tax from that point forward. And, the conversation changes for sure if you've collected some tax. But again, that, bottom line being there's several remedies to consider, and it's, yet another, you could say issue and questions that more questions that, fall within this process of, have a phone call with an expert, make sure you have all the information, and then, decide what's going to be best for your business, for your company.
Yeah. We call that ladder remedy or scenario audit roulette, right? Because there's no guarantee that a state won't, if you do a prospective registration, there's no guarantee that a state won't look at your registration and your situation and then reach out, contact you, and determine if you should have been registered at an earlier date. In our experience, there hasn't been very many states that do, depending on the different situations that a taxpayer comes forward in, but more and more states are, right? They're becoming more aggressive. We just talked a few weeks ago regarding Illinois, and it appears Illinois is doing that on every registration. Because of the effective date of their economic nexus law and the increase in registrations that have occurred from that, they're simply just going back and saying, okay, maybe you should have registered at an earlier date, therefore additional taxes due. And so that's definitely something to look at.
I have a question for you, Par and Paul.
Good point, yeah.
Do you guys see, from experience, right, my intuition tells me that when a state like Connecticut, right, has an amnesty program, they're probably gearing up to be more aggressive, right? And I wondered if that's, historically, if you guys have seen a pattern like that where, they announce some sort of amnesty program, and then it's going to be followed up by probably a more aggressive approach to go after taxpayers that didn't participate in the program, or, just they're going to go after audits more.
Well,
have you guys seen that at all?
You know what happens when you assume, but that is a very good assumption to make. Some states, when they, this is going back several years, would actually put that threat in the amnesty verbiage. Right? Here's an amnesty program. If you don't participate in this amnesty program and you have a responsibility and we catch you, it's going to be bad. Right? They just put it right in there. Let you know that there would be higher penalties. And the idea was to, out of fear, get you to participate so that they could get more taxpayers registered and collecting properly. So I would say any state that comes out with an amnesty program, it's a good assumption to make that those who don't participate at the end of that amnesty program, their position is going to be, we've provided every opportunity for you to get right. I love that tagline that they're using. And after that, we don't have much for you in the way of getting right. So it's going to be costly for you. Now, they have a voluntary disclosure program, but to answer your question, I think yes, the amnesty is kind of coming forward to make that request, and then the potential is they could be more aggressive in finding non-compliant sellers doing business in the state, whether physically or through economic nexus.
I think it's interesting as part of the publication that that Connecticut put out was they indicated that you know they were going to be doing some TV ads and some to try and publicize it a little bit more, including TV ads, out of home, and digital ads. But they specifically said part that outreach is being done to those with known existing liabilities and suspected non-filers. So they have an inkling already that you have some tax liability, and so they're going to be sending you this questionnaire or this publication, this letter, letting you know of the amnesty and putting it out there. I think it's interesting, you know, to Danny's point of are they really going to allow that? But I mean, that's what the amnesty is all about. It's the ability of letting companies get right and get compliant in their state. And then afterwards, yeah, I think we will see an uptick in those being pursued for the tax obligations. They made another point in there to indicate that if you didn't, quote unquote, get right, then and you were found after the fact, then they like to threaten criminal penalties and criminal prosecution. Mm. It specifically said those who don't resolve the tax obligations will be subject to penalty in the full interest rate or the full interest amount, and they could also face criminal prosecution. So
That adds another factor for another podcast on another day, because we don't have time here today. But a lot of times people, some of the questions we get asked is, can I be held personally responsible for the taxes? And the answer is yes. And we should talk about that. But just because you could be doesn't mean you will be. And it definitely doesn't mean you should ignore it, because that is the most costly mistake you can make.
Exactly.
Well, I haven't read a whole lot of state amnesty letters, but after reading this one, I kind of want to end with a quote from them. And it says, "We encourage anyone who owes back taxes to take advantage of this opportunity. This is your chance to get right with the state on any outstanding liabilities. If you are unsure if you owe or how much you owe, reach out to the Department of Revenue Services and we're happy to help." And I'm willing to bet that you will be much happier, you listeners, anybody out there, will be much happier talking to us after a conversation with us than a conversation with the state.
Yes.
So yes, sign up for a What's Next call. And before you decide to act on this amnesty program or any amnesty program or VDA, you'll be much happier, you know, after you've had, you know, a quick consultation with us, and you'll know exactly what you're.
See ya.